Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for joining us. Recruiting is going crazy. Obviously, the NIL deals coming in the high school pretty soon. The portal. There's so much going on this time of year. Somebody who's on top of it and goes everywhere, sees it firsthand, which is very important, is our friend John Santucci, and he's kind enough to join us. John, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening.
Oh, no worries. Appreciate you having me on.
Good stuff. What a busy time of year. We're obviously looking at the 2025 class, but a lot of the 26 and 27 kids, whenever you go to camps or, I was at a few things this last couple of weeks where some of these 27 kids are starting to crawl onto the, onto the top elite board. It's a lot to go around, especially in the state of Florida, and everybody looking at the 25 class. Talk about what you've seen, and some of the guys like a DJ Pickett or Solomon Thomas or Jamie French, guys who are huge targets. Guys that everybody's looking at. I know that Solomon is committed to FSU, but Jamie French still out there. DJ Pickett's still out there. Obviously, Vernell Brown, who is being pursued by everybody. Talk about this time of year, what it means to you, because you got to, you got to kind of dodge the raindrops. You got to look at what kids are going to come in and, be portal kids and maybe take the place of a incoming freshman.
Yeah, this is a really interesting time. And in fact, June, it's really peculiar the way that some colleges pursue June, right? Because you have Florida, Miami, Florida State, which I think the three of them combined have maybe had two commits this month. And one of them was the punter that went to Florida. So really quiet, right, for the big three. But then you look at a school like a Rutgers, which already has 26 kids, five of them from Florida. Caleb Singleton from Fleming Island just committed yesterday. Mississippi State had four kids commit over the weekend, including Sekou Smith from Miami Central. So it's just really peculiar how some colleges are really content to just kind of wait and slow play it. I know UCF has been really just kind of not pressuring teams. I know other schools are like, you're here on an official, you got to commit right now. So that's been kind of fun to watch which of those schools are really trying to put on the hard press and which are trying to kind of just make a strong impression while all these guys are taking OVs. But like you said, right, you missed it. There's so many big receivers this year. You mentioned Jamie, you mentioned Vernell. Cortez Mills is an outstanding receiver at Homestead. Javon Boggs is going to announce probably, I think it's either July 4 or July 6. So there's a lot of really good players that are still undecided or at least unannounced. Then you've got guys like you mentioned, Solomon Thomas, who, Florida's been pushing really hard to get him to flip, and he's, I got him at number two in the state overall. I think he's going to be a phenomenal guard at the next level. So it's a really cool time of year, right, to just kind of see, how these kids come out of OVs, what kind of impression schools are making, things like that.
Do you find, John, that, some of these far away commitments like Oregon and USC, talking about Dallas Wilson is going, or he's committed to Oregon. Same thing with Zaire Addison, and then Hilton Stubbs, who I think spent more time at the University of Miami in the offseason than he has at a lot of places. Do you think these are etched in stone, or are we going to see maybe a lot of these kids maybe doing about face?
I never think they're etched in stone, especially Florida kids. It's so far till signing day, right? I mean, We've got 6 months, and, we saw last year, look at the class Florida put together, and then it completely fell apart. So, sure. I don't think anything's etched in stone until they sign. But to specifically talk about Oregon, wow, what a class they're putting together from the Florida kids, right? I've got Dallas Wilson as my number one wide receiver in the state. I've got Zaire Addison as my number one offensive tackle in the state. They've got Dallas and DJ Pickett both coming in this coming weekend for official visits. Man, if they somehow can get DJ, which I think will be a stretch, I just wouldn't expect him to end up there. But man, if they can do, if Oregon can pull out all the stops this weekend, man, what a class they would be bringing in if they could get those three guys together.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And also a class that's really looking good is Texas, and they just picked up Dia Bell's commitment today from American Heritage, one of the top kids for 2026. It's no longer where these underclassmen are put on the back burner. I mean, everybody's paying full attention to a Calvin Russell or to a Justice Fitzpatrick or players like that, or Zach Ford, who I think is one of the top players in the state from IMG Academy. Do you think, and you said that, you know, you get on campus, you get those official visits, you want those kids at least make a commitment or so. Is that becoming more prevalent, or is that going to be less?
Specifically with the 26s, I think the quarterback is the spot right now that everybody wants to get done as quickly as possible, right? We've already seen Noah Grubbs commit to Notre Dame. Will Griffin committed to Florida, both on June 1st. They're 2 years out, basically. You know, you got Dia today. Brady Hart told me earlier that he wanted to have it done before the end of the summer, and then he kind of pushed it back in his head, but it looks like Clemson's made a really strong impression on him. You know, I know that Michael Clayton out of Seminole is getting a ton of offers right now. Darion Coleman, who I understand is a pretty strong Oklahoma lean, might get it done this summer as well. I think that position is the one that everybody wants that first domino to fall. And then they can figure out the rest of the class. But, you know, hey, look, Florida State and UCF both offered a kid that has never taken a high school snap last week in Champ Mons out of Vero Beach. He's never taken a snap. In fact, I talked to the kid last week. He said, look, I'd never played in a 7-on-7 before I went to Florida State, and I only had 4 days of workouts with the team, and Norvell watches the first game and he offers him. You know,
crazy.
So especially at that position, I think they're trying to get him as quick as possible. At least, look, we want to have our foot in the door. Whether or not we get to the end line, I don't know, but we want to have our foot in the door as quick as we can.
I hear you. John, let everybody know how they can follow you, social media, all the stuff that you write, because you're everywhere.
Yeah, at John Santucci, JonSantucci. It's pretty much the same on all of them.
Good stuff. So, I can't thank you enough, as always.
I appreciate you.
Keep up the good work. And, I was up at Florida, UCF, and USF last week and saw some pretty good stuff, especially the time at USF. They spent the 3 days there, two mega camps and a 7-on-7. And I'll tell you what, keep an eye on Tampa Plant. They're on their way back. They've got a lot of good kids, a lot of good, solid kids. Their running back, Clark, is healthy, and that's good stuff. Yeah. John, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate you, Larry.
Good stuff. John Santucci, if you ever want to follow recruiting statewide, that's the guy. I mean, he doesn't sit behind a computer. He goes, and that's the essence. That's going to wrap up hour number one. Do not go away. Hour two is going to be really exciting. We have Coach Chris Creighton, the head coach of Eastern Michigan, right around the corner.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.